Good morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have an update about the 2013 DCP and acre program signups. Enrollment for the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical Payment, DCP, and the Average Crop Revenue Election, acre programs began February 19th. The acre signup period ends June 3rd, 2013, while the DCP signup period continues through August 2nd, 2013. Farmers are encouraged to enroll in either the acre or DCP programs by the applicable deadlines. For the most part, the 2013 DCP and acre program provisions remain unchanged from 2012, with the exception that all eligible participants in 2013 may choose to enroll in either DCP or acre for the 2013 crop year. This means, for example, that eligible producers who were enrolled in acre in 2012 may elect to enroll in DCP for 13, or they may elect to re-enroll in the acre program. The opposite is also an option. Eligible producers who are enrolled in DCP in 2012 may elect to enroll in acre for 2013, or they may elect to re-enroll in the DCP program. Sign up for the 2013 DCP and acre programs is simple, requiring only a signed DCP acre contract and new 2013 adjusted gross income certifications from all payment recipients. A new AD 1026 conservation compliance certification will also be needed if you plan to operate new land, break out new land, or conduct drainage activities. Cash rent operators who do not have power of attorney to sign for their landlords have three methods of verifying tenancy. They may have the landlord sign the 2013 contract. They can provide our county office with either an ownership certification or a copy of the 2013 lease. Or if the same farm is being cash rented and there are no ownership or operator changes from 2012 to 2013, operators can simply complete a CCC 510 cash rent certification statement in lieu of providing the landlord's signature. Producers are reminded to call the Cass County FSA office to schedule an appointment to enroll in the 2013 DCP or acre programs. Next, a brief reminder about actively engaged in farming and cash rent tenant rules. FSA wants to remind producers about the rules that govern the requirements to be what is considered actively engaged in farming. These rules apply to eligibility for payments under programs such as the DCP or acre programs and most others administered by FSA. Normally, the stockholder or member of a legal entity must make contributions of active personal labor and or active personal management for the farming operation. The contributions are to be performed on a regular basis, must be identifiable, and separate from the contributions of others. If any partner, stockholder, or member with an ownership interest fails to meet this requirement, program payments will be reduced by the corresponding share held by that partner, shareholder, or member. The exception to this rule for a stockholder or member of a legal entity only occurs if both of the following apply. At least half of the interest in the legal entity is held by stockholders or members who are providing active personal management, and the total direct payments received, both directly and indirectly, by the legal entity and each of the members does not exceed $40,000. Cash rent tenants continue to be required to provide active personal labor or active personal management and equipment to be eligible for USDA program benefits. If a cash rent tenant meets the actively engaged rule but does not meet the cash rent tenant rule, the cash rent tenant will only be eligible for payment on owned or share rented land. And now, a reminder about adjusted gross income provisions for 2013. In addition to extending the 2008 Farm Bill program provisions with the passage of the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012, Congress also extended the applicable average adjusted gross income, AGI, provisions for 2013. The provisions have not changed from 2012. The form, however, has changed. The average AGI for 2013 payment eligibility purposes will be filed on the CCC 933 form, which is similar to the CCC 931 form used last year. The AGI amounts will be based upon the three-year period 2009, 2010, and 2011. All producers and legal entities earning USDA program benefits in 2013 are required to complete the new AGI form. As a reminder, there were AGI provision changes made in 2012 that continue for 2013. Congress enacted a $1 million average AGI limitation in addition to the already existing $500,000 average non-farm AGI and the $750,000 average farm AGI in place for persons and legal entities that request direct payments. If a producer exceeds the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation, they are ineligible for commodity price support and disaster assistance program benefits. If a producer does not exceed the $500,000 non-farm AGI limitation but does exceed the $750,000 farm AGI, they are not eligible for direct payments under both the DCP and acre programs. The new policy enacted in 2012 reviews the combination of both limitations as an additional requirement. If a producer does not exceed both the $500,000 non-farm AGI and the $750,000 farm AGI, but the total combination of non-farm and farm AGI exceeds $1 million, they are not eligible for 2013 direct payments under DCP and acre programs. Remember as well that if a CRP participant's non-farm AGI is greater than $1 million, they are not eligible for conservation payments unless two-thirds of their income comes from farming and ranching. And finally, FSA Gov Delivery. The USDA Farm Service Agency offices are moving towards a paperless operation. Producers are asked to enroll in the new Gov Delivery system, which will provide notices, newsletters, and electronic reminders instead of a hard copy through the mail. Producers can subscribe to receive free email updates by going to www.fsa.usda.gov/subscribe. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.